from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo!
This is Yahoo Sports Radio.
YahooSportsRadio.com.
Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
Yelovich is an own goal! It's an own goal!
With your host, Joe Mago. From Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's right! It's a landslide!
Joe Mago and all the insiders from the FC Yahoo Soccer Blog bring you coverage of soccer across the world.
Premier League,
MLS,
Champions League,
La Liga,
Serie A,
and Bundesliga. It's all the coverage from soccer across the world.
This is the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
Oh, it's good in!
Right now. From the Yahoo Sports headquarters in Playa Vista, California, here's your host, Joe Lago.
Hello, I'm Joe Lago, editor of the FC Yahoo blog on Yahoo Sports. And joining me on this special FC Yahoo Soccer podcast to talk about U.S. men's national team are Joey Gallino.
Oh, this is going to be great. I got a lot to say.
Leander Charlakins.
I'm all out of jokes.
And one of our summer interns, Henry Bushnell.
I'm out of jokes, too. I'm ready to talk about Klinsmann.
Am I saying that correctly? Is it Bushnell or Bushnell?
Bushnell. Right. You got it.
Kind of sounds like a score line. You say Bushnell, you know.
Do you get to be that fussy when you're an intern?
That's true. That's true. I shouldn't have given that much leeway. Yeah, we're going to pronounce it however the hell we want, intern. and of course, the person that makes this podcast possible is Alex Baccarain, a.k.a. Alex the Producer. He waves to you guys. So, the Copa America Centenario is done and dusted, and the U.S. men's national team finished fourth, losing to Colombia in the third place game, 1-0. But we're here to discuss this news. I don't even know if it's a report. It's just a talk emanating, coming from England, about their vacancy for the England national team job, and our own Jurgen Klinsmann being linked to that vacancy, to that job. Guys, yeah, I'm just going to throw this out. If Jurgen does go, if Jurgen does leave, is this a good thing for the U.S. men's national team?
That's a very tricky question, and I think it's tricky because I think it's subjective to how you view how the United States did just now at the Copa America Centenario. Because coming into that tournament, you know, you had some people who were saying it was a major tournament. Other people were saying, well, it's just kind of a celebration cobbled together to make money and commemorate the 100th year anniversary. But, you know, nevertheless, there were teams there that took it seriously. Argentina and Chile, don't tell me they didn't take it seriously. Mexico, so there were some really good sides there with some really big names. And I do think ultimately, I do think ultimately it was a good test, a good gauge, a measuring stick of sorts for how the United States is progressing. And I do think that a lot of the complaints that we've had about Jurgen Klinsmann in the past about how he doesn't settle on one formation or he doesn't settle on specific personnel, all that stuff, were kind of resolved a little bit because maybe resolved is the wrong word, but at least there was an indication that there was a little more consistency and players weren't asking questions so much about what their roles were. Will I play today? Will I play this tournament? And in that regard, I think it might be a little bit dangerous to change that up right now because it does seem like some of those questions are finally being answered. And do you really want the manager who, you know, we all agree is at least a good manager overall, do you really want him stepping away amid all that?
I think any time someone is in a very public position for a very long time, there's a certain amount of fatigue that starts to creep in, right? I mean, it's like the second term president. Well, Jurgen is on his second term as U.S. national team manager because he's in his second World Cup cycle. And just as with presidents, you see their approval ratings start to crater in the second term. That was the case with Jurgen for a long time. But now, as Joey said, he's had the strong Copa America Centenario. Yes, the U.S. got spanked by Colombia in its opener and by Argentina in the semifinal. and outplayed, I think it's fair to say, in the third place game by Colombia. But they also had three good games, and we did see progress. So this was, I think, his best tournament with the U.S. because, you know, I think that the Americans were outplayed in three of their four games in Brazil at the World Cup. The 2013 Gold Cup, which they won, they looked good, but that was an off-year Gold Cup. The 2015 Gold Cup was a disaster, and they didn't get to the Confed Cup for next year. So within his body of work, he's actually sort of cresting on a high now, where he's at the highest point he's been in a while, and we are starting to see some of the things he promised, even though it's still built on sort of counter-attacking soccer, and it's not the proactive stuff necessarily that he promised. The soccer, I think, in the tournament was largely good and promising. So that takes us to a really weird spot where a lot of the fans, and I think a lot of the press, and I think it's fair to say that I'm among them, had kind of given up on Klinsmann and the Klinsmann era and the Klinsmann experiment. I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, he pulls this tournament out of his hat, and it all looks quite good. So I think finally we're at this sort of, if there is a tipping point, if really something is going to come of all this talk by him about taking the program to the next level, about evolving, about all this stuff, now seems like the time that's going to happen. It wasn't going to happen before, it didn't look like, but now there's sort of this momentum building. So it sort of feels like right now you want to kind of give him the chance.
Yeah, I think it's, from what I've seen, well, first of all, I think it's important to keep this continuity, this, you know, what's been built off of this. I think what we can agree that it was a successful Copa America Centenario, and I think it's important because what I saw from the team is guys who actually want to play for Jurgen Klinsmann, and part of that I think is this sense of team building. You know, he's stuck with the same lineup for three games before he had to make changes due to suspension. And I think that's important. I think it's important that to see, you know, we saw the players take on this siege mentality. It was, you know, maybe that's because of, that's due to, you know, Klinsmann's motivational, you know, skills that he likes to, you know, to pull out every now and then, especially for these big tournaments. But, you know, the guys were willing to go out and fight for him. And that, you know, that means something. That accounts for something. And, you know, they did do some of the things that Klinsmann has not fulfilled, which is take it to a team, you know, of not elite level. I mean, Ecuador was a good showing, but they did take the game to them, and that was encouraging. And, you know, the Argentina semifinal was disappointing, and they got outplayed, as Lander said, again against Colombia. But there were positive signs, and I just don't know, you know, I fear for, it's just weird saying this, but I fear for, you know, who can replace, who can continue this continuity. There are plenty of options, but I just don't know if it's worth making a change or having Klinsmann leave.
Yeah, I think that's a good point about the motivational side of Klinsmann, because that's not something that every manager can do. And I think, you know, we grumble about his tactics all the time, but that definitely is an asset that he brings to the table. He does. You saw it at this Copa America. You saw it at the 2014 World Cup. He has these guys playing hard for him and really, really doing anything they can, you know, giving their all for the team. And I think that's going back to Leander's point of sort of the public fatigue. It's that American public fatigue because we see the faults. But Klinsmann does, there are the good sides of Klinsmann, and that's what everybody else sees. Like in England, they see this internationally proven manager who took Germany to the third place game of the 2006 World Cup and who got the Americans out of the quote-unquote group of death at the 2014 World Cup, and who has done good things with the U.S. national team program. But at the same time, I think this Copa America was sort of pretty well encapsulated who Klinsmann is as a manager, because when you got to that big game against Argentina in the semifinal, his faults sort of showed up. And I was very, I think, underwhelmed is a nice way to put it, very underwhelmed with how he prepared his team for that game, the approach he went into that game with. And I think that's the frustration for U.S. fans. Are we going to be able to? Are we going to be able to consistently compete with? Or is the U.S. going to be able to consistently compete with international teams that have more talent than it? And with Klinsmann's tactical acumen or lack thereof, which I think it's fair to say, I'm not sure they're going to be able to. And so I think there's sort of a cap on where the U.S. national team program can go with Klinsmann.
Well, Argentina was going to get run into the ground against in that game. But I think the decision everyone focused on, the curious decision, was starting Wando, having him up top with Dempsey, when the success of this just going forward in the tournament was really because of the running of a Bobby Wood, getting on the end of the playmaking from Clint Dempsey. And then you put a statuesque, Wando at up top, and granted, he's, he can goal poach and all that, but that was just the wrong decision. I mean,
it was.
There's no two ways about it.
I'm glad you brought up the thread of a Klinsmann decision here, too, because I think that this conversation would be incomplete if frankly, we didn't look at it from Klinsmann's perspective. The England job will pay him more money if we go by the rumors, and again, these are just rumors at this point, but if it'll pay him more money. There's a lot of pressure, but there's also pressure. I mean, England's expectations at this point have to be in the basement. Like, I think success with England is differently defined than it would be with a lot of other teams that are considered to be at England's level. In reality, are probably a lot further from at England's level at this point. And so, if he thinks that's a better job, I'm not sure there's much the United States can do to stop him. So that might be a decision that's taken out of this team's hands.
I don't think he goes, but there are striking similarities between the Germany job when he took it and what the England job would be now. For one, nobody wanted the Germany job. It was turned down by tons of people, and it's not that nobody wants the England job exactly, it's that there are almost no qualified candidates, which is why we're talking about Klinsmann at all, which you can interpret any way you want about Klinsmann's current status in the game. But you've got a young generation that's very promising coming through, but you've got a team sort of stuck in its old ways that, tactically is a little bit dated, that has just bombed at a Euro, just as Germany had in Euro 2004. I wouldn't be surprised if Jurgen looks at that job right now and thinks to himself, huh, I've done that before, and I was good at it, and I was successful, and this American thing, it's not really moving as fast as I would like, and, I get criticized a lot, although I don't honestly think that bothers him in the slightest, because it's the U.S. soccer press. It's certainly not the German soccer press. But I think he looks over at that job and thinks, well, it's a long commute from California to London, but, that I could be successful in that job and I could cement the rest of my career.
I think that's, and then another thing, some of the stuff he complains about with the U.S. players is he wants them playing in Europe. He wants them playing at this supposed higher level that he talks about. That's not a problem with these English players because, almost all of them, I think, are playing in the Premier League, and the ones that aren't are still playing at a pretty high level in Europe. And I, going back to kind of what we were talking about earlier, Joe, you and Henry kind of touched on it. Like, the grass is always greener. Us sports fans, we root for teams. We've always had a situation where a coach, there might be a coaching change and there might be a windfall, something like that. So the grass is always greener on the other side, but you have to look at what you're giving up and what could possibly be the replacement. And I think the most responsible thing, just to kind of tie it all together on my end here, if Klinsmann leaves, I think you look at a guy like Todd Ramos, who's coaching the U-20 team for the United States and has done a decent job of kind of implementing the up-tempo pressing soccer that Klinsmann wants to have. He's a guy who has worked with some of the younger players who are going to be coming up. He's a guy who has been, he's a touchstone name for a lot of the people that are on the team right now. He's got a good relationship with Sunil Gulati. He's got, he's obviously been an assistant to Jurgen Klinsmann. The one question is he doesn't have the experience as a manager on the senior level. But if I think the best case scenario, if Klinsmann has to leave, if Klinsmann wants to take this job, don't entirely wreck what he has built here. Let's, you know, put Tab Ramos in place, kind of keep things the way they're going to a certain extent into this next World Cup cycle. Because at this point, you know, if Clemson goes away, it'd be a disaster, I think, to try to bring someone in and overhaul everything in the middle of qualifying just a couple years out from the World Cup.
Yeah, and to build off that, as Joey just said, he has built something here. And I think that's important to, and especially what we talked about earlier with him being him as a motivator. If he goes to the England job, that's exactly what England needs right now. You have a group of players, a group of young players, doubting themselves after crashing out of a major tournament. So I think that, as Leander was talking about, that could be an attractive job for him. But yeah, let's move on to what the U.S. would do in Clinton's absence. I think it's an interesting discussion.
Let's get to that. I mean, Joey brought up Tab Ramos. Leander, I mean, we have over the past year, we've actually wrote about who just might be the successor or replacement for a fired Jurgen Klinsmann. You know, we've talked about some of the really good candidates in Major League Soccer, people like Jason Kreiss, who's currently without a head coaching job, a Peter Vermees. Those are the type of coaches. But Leander, who would you think would be the most logical replacement for Klinsmann to keep, to keep the continuity, to keep this going?
I think it probably would be someone like Vermees, who is very close to the Federation, who has a very good relationship with Sunil Gulati. They've worked together on a bunch of things, and there's something aspirational about Vermees. I think that sort of gives you the argument that they wouldn't just be starting over after Klinsmann, because that would sort of be egg on the face of the Federation. I think if you went to someone who's sort of pragmatic, more of a Bob Bradley-esque manager, who's just going to kind of set them up in a way where, you know, going back to the old type, right, where they're going to be defensive and just kind of counterattack, which granted is mostly what they've done under Klinsmann anyway, but without sort of the notion of playing better soccer and at least talking about playing better soccer. So I think Vermees has done a great job with Sporting Kansas City. He's been consistent with an MLS team, which is a very hard thing to do. He's been, you know, he's won things there, and he's kind of done it with a style that I think is more what Klinsmann aspired to than to what he actually delivered. Of course, he did it on a smaller scale, but, you know, kind of a 4-3-3-ish type of play, good players. He's produced players on that team that went on to have good national team careers, like Graham Zusi and Matt Beisler. So my guess would be Vermees.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think it's a prerequisite for whoever would take over for Klinsmann to have American coaching experience, to be familiar with U.S. soccer, whether it's in MLS or in the U.S. youth system? Do you think that's necessary?
I don't think so by definition. I'm not a big believer in that the England manager has to be English and a German manager has to be German, etc. But I think the U.S. is sort of unique in that the landscape is so different from everywhere else. Like, if you bring in a guy from, you bring in a Spanish manager, would he think to go look at Stanford and find Jordan Morris over there? You know, probably not. Does he know what it means to play in the NASL as opposed to MLS, where, you know, on paper it's the second division, but in reality it's more of a rival league, and there are some good players down there as well. I think that it would take so long to sort of learn the landscape of the American game that you kind of lose 6 months right off the bat. So it's so helpful to have that knowledge.
I think whoever they bring in, I hope they don't put on the burden of trying to overhaul or fix U.S. Just American soccer, because it is so fractured. It is such a unwieldy, you know, massive undertaking to, you know, you can institute some things, some, you know, at the youth level to follow, you know, guidelines on how you want kids to be coached. But U.S. men's national team coach is just that. He is the head coach. And Sunil Gulati, I think, finally has come around to this. Just the results matter. You know, try not to put so much on the guy as the savior, which is what Klinsmann really has been brought in to do. Mm-hmm. We've seen this. It doesn't work. It's too much. the landscape of American soccer, and I can go, we can do another podcast. I'm experiencing it right now with my 8-year-old, and just how, you know, I will say it's messed up. It is confusing. It is counterproductive in some ways, and I think we will in the future have our own podcast on this. But Joey, you want to weigh in here?
Yeah, I want to add. I agree with what you guys said, but I also want to add an extra layer here. And again, going back to this Copa America, it seems like these senior players on the men's national team are buying into what Klinsmann's doing, and they like that they kind of have a direction now. But going back to what Leander talked about earlier with the fatigue from, you know, this is the second cycle of the Klinsmann era, and I'm wondering, like, how much these guys, maybe are some starting to tune them out. I don't have any inside info on this. I'm not saying they are. But I'm thinking that, as far as Henry's question is concerned, if they bring in someone who doesn't have American soccer coaching experience, and it's another European person, or maybe, you know, someone from another country, are some of the players going to kind of look at it and say, well, this is Klinsmann all over again. This is someone from somewhere else trying to tell us that what we do isn't good enough, and, you know, do it his way and tune him out almost automatically. So I think that's a factor that you kind of have to consider with this as well.
Right. And going back to what Joe said, I think, and what Joey said as well, that's one of the other interesting aspects, is that Klinsmann is not just this national team coach who takes control of the team every once in a while. He's this technical director too. He's this guy who is supposedly overseeing a bigger thing in U.S. soccer. And that's what, you know, that I think, I don't know if that's been too much for him, but when we think about possibly replacing him, and again, this is all speculative, but that's another thing that we would have, that U.S. soccer would have to consider.
All right, guys. Good talk on Klinsmann and the USMNT. Please subscribe to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast on iTunes and check out our FC Yahoo blog on Yahoo Sports. Just want to, you know, when I was talking about my kid's club team, we're very happy with it. So I don't want my kid having playing goalkeeper for the rest of the season. For Joey Galino, Leander Shell Atkins, and Henry Bushnell, you've been listening to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast. Thank you so much.